they've got a doctor's point, you just say, judge, I got a doctor's point. And she says, yeah, go ahead and go.
All right, we'll call the call session to order. Regina, do you do a roll call for us?
J.R. Sloan.
Present.
Tom Medlock. Eddie Cook.
Here.
David Byers.
Here.
Peter Graves.
Here.
Michael Jeans.
Here.
Daniel Mazzola.
Here.
Michael Pollocky. Morgan Reed.
Here.
David Stevens.
Here.
Senator Don Shooter. Representative David Stevens. Richard Stavniak.
Rebecca Pereira here for Richard.
We have a call.
All right, thank you. Well, first, I'd like to start by introducing Eddie Cook to the committee. Eddie's recently joined us, and I want to welcome you and
thank
you for your service on the committee going forward. With that, we'll go forward into the ready follow-up items from our last meeting. If anyone wanted to raise, I didn't have any notes from anyone, so.
Mr. Chairman, I move adoption of the minutes as presented.
You're ahead of me. So that would be the next item. Approval.
Well, I'm sorry. I thought you were asking.
So it's okay.
So
we got a motion. I'll ask if we have a second. Second. All those in favor that we approve the minutes?
Aye.
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 Any opposed? Okay. With that, we'll move on forward to item four, and Department of Economic Security presenting on the data center relocation.
Good afternoon, Mr. Chairman, member of the board. I would like to recognize Robert Mayer, who's the project manager on this project. Starting back in 2013, we started a data center relocation project. This project was aimed to mitigate some of the environmental risks that we had in that particular location and to move all the data servers out to a tier three data center locally here within the valley. There were three pidges written for this particular work stream. The first pidge, which is closed now, was essentially the planning to ensure that this project had the necessary components and hardware to move. The second component was determining the network. Specifically, we used a layer two structure to move the network to, once again, lower the risk as much as possible. And the third pitch, which is the third phase, is the phase that we are currently here to talk about today, and that is essentially move all the servers from the current data center over to the new data center. We have already started this process. We've moved our email server over, and our production email server is up and running in that location. We also have some other services running in that area, and a lot of our bills are being paid to our customers out of the center. So we've made significant progress, and certainly in the production realm. So the scope of this project, as defined by the three pidges, has remained absolutely unchanged throughout this entire process. Our costs, however, have increased, and I have a slide later in this deck that will describe some of those things, both at higher level and at some of the more detailed areas as well. And we've also have our partners here today, CenturyLink, that has been heavily engaged as part of this process moving it forward. And we've also shrunk the number of partners down so it's easier from a management, from a vendor management perspective. So we can see at the very bottom of the page, this is a $12.1 million project, complete project with all three pages included in this. The budget amount for page three, which is the page that we are discussing here today, the other two projects came in on time, on scope, and within budget. So we had $5 million set up for this originally. Our projection is that we require another $4 million for this, and these funds will be gathered from the leveraged waivers of depreciations, basically from the federal government. So these will not hit any general funds at all. So I'm going to pause here. If we look at the very high level overview, this slide depicts some of the increases and decreases in costs that go into the previous slide and shows that from a hardware perspective, we've increased pretty much across the board on that. From a licensing perspective, we've had a slight decrease in VMware, but an increase in EMC. Professional services, we can see that Gartner was never part of the original scope of this, so we've added that essentially to the $12 million spend, but it wasn't part of the three pitches per se. CenturyLink, since we've combined multiple vendors into one now, CenturyLink costs have gone up. VM and CStore have diminished their footprint, therefore have gone down. And then software, there are some increases in that particular stack. So if we look at the risks ahead, this $12 million represents essentially a zero contingency on this. This is what we expect to spend. We've received all of the work layouts, not the invoices per se, but at least the quotes for this work. So we've defined it well, and we do not expect it to exceed the numbers that are before you today. Our staffing, we have had some turnover in our staffing, which has impacted the project. However, we've been able to hire new staff, and in some cases do augmentation of our current staff, but we still have staffing as a high risk on this project. In January, we plan to swing the network completely over to the new data center, and we have three work streams for that, which will essentially bring the data center from a network perspective fully into production. There may be some service interruptions. We are trying to have the service interruptions be part of the regular cycles that we have in place at the moment. We have a mature process in place for this, and we're confident that for the most part we will be able to have minimum outage for our critical systems. And we have three vendors doing consistent work on this particular systems. So our scorecard, right? Back in May of earlier this year, 2015, we were basically headed for failure. High risk was going extremely badly. Over the last couple of months, we've progressed moving up that scale towards yellow and towards green. There's a couple of things on the report to mention. One of them is we haven't seen this committee, and that is a flag holding us back a little bit. So with your assistance today, we can hopefully move that up. And the other piece is the risk for the money, which we do have internally, but we have been able to publicly verbalize that, so that's certainly a risk. And of course, there are some risks that we mentioned on the previous slide from a technical perspective of moving these things along, but our confidence is high that we will be able to complete this project on time. So the work to date is represented by this chart. CenturyLink has come out and done a significant amount of work in this area. JP Morgan is the processing for all our payments. We've got our exchange moved over, we've got our FlexPod, and we've got the VMware systems up and running and getting ready to move forward to allow the systems to float across the wire and move into production in the new data center. We've got ASNet migration, which is the three components that will move over for the network, and we've got the mainframe that's scheduled to move over on April 16th, and the termination of these components towards the right-hand side will be the end of this project. This picture depicts the layout within the data center, the new data center, and basically the boxes are racks and how those racks are stored. And we also have a power distribution along those areas, 8.6 kilowatts and 17 kilowatts, and also the associated costs of those particular racks, with the understanding that a lot of these racks are tied together to have a single system up and running. So we have no change to our scope. We have no increase to the general fund money. We have strong support from Gartner being able to move this project forward. We have engaged professional services to assist with this, and we're on target to have this completed by June 30th of this year, ending the fiscal year.
So then we'll open the floor to questions from the committee.
I didn't bring copies of, but there's a presentation attached to the materials. I think it was from Gartner. In several places in there, they said it's critical that this date be hit. Most of the dates were prior to today's date. So, and like I said, I didn't print it out because it was PowerPoint. Usually those PowerPoints are shown to us.
Yes.
Can you address some of those things that they stated within there? And again, I don't have them
certainly
in front of me. But like I say, there were several items that said it's critical that they hit this date, this date, this
yes
date. And like I say, most of those dates are prior to today. So.
Correct. So starting on November 19th, I believe is the date, we had a deliverable from CenturyLink to give the details for at least our first division to move forward, and the date was supposed to be December 2nd to move approximately 15 virtual servers into.
It was, so the dates that Gartner, and remember from Gartner that what you're looking at is an assessment of risk,
mm-hmm,
not an assessment of accomplishment or progress. So Gartner was highlighting some deliverables that in the project level, which was primarily strategy related. So understand the company, break up the 1,142 servers across all applications, and then tell your business owners, testers, everyone, what's gonna happen to them when. That documentation, the first date was missed by our primary vendor. Since that date, the second date did get missed. Escalations were made, they showed up in force, they are still here in force, and as of today, based upon what's in front of me, a vast majority, upwards of the 95% of all that information has been recovered and we are back on track. So going into some of their other items that you see highlighted here, and I can bring it up if you wanted to review them, most of them are contingent or have backup plans that we can approach. So there's many options for some of these things. And as we communicate to Gartner from IBMV, if he sees us miss one of those, because we maybe have changed slightly tactically how we're going to move a firewall or move a WAN, at a high level, we are still on track and have the data to back that up. And so that's why, if you look across all of the Gartner reports from that very first one, we are very specific. Every time Gartner comes, we address their issues and concerns. And because they are our IBMV, they will find new ones to bring up for us to address next time. But as long as we keep the trend going in the right direction, we feel like we're working with them as a partner to constantly improve on that side.
Good. Any other questions?
Well, what was, I mean, kind of go back to the slide with the money. I mean, this looked like the project was $5 million, now it's $9. That's a pretty big increase. And it's mostly, you say, professional services. So it's just, do we underestimate the complexity and the technical need on this?
So I think there was not a true understanding of these particular effort of moving a data center. We also had some of our own staff as part of the cost analysis for moving the data center, and we've augmented with professional services to do this.
And then what did the previous slide it said? One of the high risk was the swing of ASNET?
Yes.
I guess I'm not familiar with that term of art. What's the swing?
So it's basically moving the physical layer three.
When you look at how the government is set up, there's a lot of historical debt. Old black dark fiber lines running along between this building to other buildings, a lot of undocumented networking components that spread literally across the state into as far out as the forest corners of northern Arizona into very small towns. Now, ASNET, as our primary vendor, I don't know when it started, took over that and became the service provider. And they have been going through the state on a separate project, migrating everyone to basically what we call ASNET. So it's our single provider of services as it relates to network distribution. However, that hasn't finished yet. So at the low end of the day, we have some cables that come in that are risky because of the lack of knowledge on them, which if we go to swing and we don't do it with the professionals assisting us, which is CenturyLink, that's where our risk is we lose connectivity to one of those far off points, or possibly connecting between this building and 1720. Now, this is not a risk because these have backup plans that are very quick to pull, so within seconds I can go back if I find it. But because of that lack of documentation, we have that risk there that come 1 week in January, we think we're just touching X, and we find out that maybe someone a long time ago put a server in our data center that's not owned by DES, and they have a direct line. So all we're providing is power and cooling to them, and they're piggybacking one of these old wires, and we, for security reasons and best practices reasons, don't allow that traffic to flow. And then we find out that caused unintended consequences to one of our friends, in which case we have to identify that and reopen it.
Yeah, I have servers in the data center.
I know.
We're not going to power anything down that we're not needing.
Good.
Yes, but you can see how this becomes, the ownership there is not as perfectly well understood as I would like it for a low risk, so you get a high risk for that standpoint. However, this is a layer two extension, about 24 gigabits of bandwidth between both data centers, so I can move any piece without breaking any other piece. But I do need to sign off on stuff before I allow just any one traffic into the new data center.
Any additional questions?
Mr. Chairman, Stephen, we know that the child safety separation is in the process of occurring. And as it relates to the data center relocation, is there any systems that currently are shared that you're moving that is going to make, it's going to complicate or add costs to the DCS separation? In other words, are we spending money now that we're going to have to re-spend some money later to undo it? Or are you able to extract, like, let's leave the DCS stuff where it is and just move the DES stuff?
Mr. Reed, there is heavy integration between DCS and DES. The timing of this project may have excluded thoughts of separation of the two agencies, but certainly we are seeing this as one agency from a technology stack, and we're moving that entire technology stack to the new data center. If there's separation that occurs, it will essentially occur in the new data center.
There's enough capacity in the new data center for all of it.
There is, yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Mr. Chairman, question?
Yes.
I'm just curious, I saw that there aren't any increased operational costs, even though there are increasing licensing and hardware, so what accounts for no increased operating costs?
They were estimated accurately originally.
Just not the hardware, the original development.
The difference of adding a few more blades in the case of the UCS doesn't add more manpower or ongoing costs. The licensing picked that up. And there are some interesting kind of, if you really want to get into the weeds, there's some details there. But functionally speaking, when it comes down to this pitch and how this pitch was broken up at those high levels, there was no change there.
Any other questions? Okay. At this point, I'll entertain a motion for action on this.
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, as you did notice in the meeting packet, since there are no further questions, I didn't get to do a brief introduction to explain that this is being recommended for approval with conditions. But with no additional questions, I'd like to go over the conditions at this time. So as noted in the action item, we've recommended the following conditions be applied for the pitch approval. Condition one, should there be any changes in the proposed cost, technology approach, scope of work, or implementation schedule, DES must amend the pitch to reflect the changes and submit it to ADOA Asset and the Information Technology Authorization Committee, ITAC, if required for review and approval prior to further expenditure of funds. Condition number two, given the current required independent third-party reviews of project progress, DES will make the results of the reviews available to the Information Technology Authorization Committee and the Joint Legislative Budget Committee, JLBC, as of the end of each calendar quarter, as well as comply with any future amendments to the current third-party review requirement. And as just a side note, the presentation that was sent out in the meeting packet was actually mistitled. That is the third-party review. It is the most up-to-date third-party review, which is why it wasn't set to be displayed on here, but it is available. And that is what the members for ITAC and JLBC will be receiving at the end of each calendar quarter. They are being received, I believe, monthly, and we will be sending all three, or at least the latest one, at the end of each calendar quarter for your review. So with that, there you go. Those are the
okay.
conditions.
Any questions or comments on the other conditions? No? Okay. Then with that, I will entertain a motion for action.
Mr. Chairman, I'll move approval with conditions as read into the record.
Okay, do we have a second?
Second.
Okay, all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Aye.
Who else has joined us on the phone besides Graves and Mazzola?
This is Tom Batlock.
And I heard a fourth person.
I heard three on that. I mean, that's really important too. Okay.
Just a really excited second.
Okay, well, all right, we're good then.
All right, thanks, Tom. Any opposed to that? If not, the motion carries. All right.
Thank you.
And that concludes our agenda for today. So with that, we're going to wrap up, and our next session will be in January. We'll see you then. Thanks, everybody.